Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Chulin Daf Chaf Hei. The Mishnah, on the towards the bottom of Chaf Dalim Abayz, the Mishnah brings down the Halacha, Tar B'Klicheres, Tavi B'Chol HaKelim, Tar B'Chol HaKelim, Tavi B'Klicheres. The Gemara brings a price, something more that explains that Aver Klicheres, Klicheres is Tavi with the Aver, and the Gaboy is Tor. It's not Makabal Tobi with Gaboy. Ashek in the other Kalim, the Aver, if you put the Tobi in the Aver, then the Loch is it remains Tor. Ashek in when you touch the Gaba Kalim, you touch the outside of the Kalim, then the Loch is that's Tomei, that's the price he says, Nimsa Tor Bekliheres, Tobi Bechola Kalim, Tor Bechola Kalim, Tobi Bekliheres. And the Gemara goes on to bring Drushes Bekliheres to this different, the difference between Kliheres and other Kalim. Toisvis, in the Ramask of Gabi Torah, Toisvis comes along and he says a very big chiddush. And he says that this halacha that we find in our Mishnah that the Gav HaKeli is tar, if the Sheretz touches the Gav HaKeli of a Klicheres, the halacha is the Klicheres who made tar, that's only that the Klicheres can't become Tomei with the Regias Tuma on the Gav. But once the Klicheres becomes Tomei, then the halacha is, says Toisvis, that it could go be Betama other things with the Gav of the Klicheres. If something, if an Oichel touches the Gav of Klicheres, even though the Oichel is not Besoicha Klicheres, Afal Pikein it becomes Tomei. Even though the Pashas Hagamara, the Sugi Hagamara, is the Chayyur that the Din Toich is Tali, both to become Tomei, both to be, and both to give off Tuma. Taisa says that this halach of Gabi Tar is only the Gabi one way, only the Gabi, the Kabbalah's Tuma. The Gabi to be Betama Chayrim, the halach is, says Taisvis, that it is Betama Chayrim. And Tosfos brings up this before Shatoris Kayanim. The Toris Kayanim says, Ruba Bidas Velatabi Bilatabe, that it's easier to become, to be Betama other, there's more cases where you can be Betama other than become Tabe. And the Toris Kayanim explains, Shakliheris Betabe Acherim Beacherim, Ve'edim Mitabe Beacherim, it doesn't become Tabe Beacherim. And Tosfos brings another right from Loshan Agamar Becheris Tafla Beches. The Gemara over there says, Kliheris Nitba Toichai Nitba Gabai. What does it mean, nitma toiche, nitma gabi? Tosfos understands that the, what does it mean that the gab becomes tabi? It's the gear that the gab becomes tabi that can now go and be betama achir. Tosfos, in Bukhari's Taflabaches, so that Gemara that Tosfos brings by us, that Klicheres nitma toiche, nitma gabi, Tosfos brings down that there's a Rashbam, and the Sugya and Shabbos Tavtez Zayin, that would be mashmah not like this, that would be mashmah like the Pashas reading of our Mishnah, that the din, Klicheres is only betoichai. The din Tumas Klicheres both ways is only betoichai. Migabi, you can't be betama achayim also not. And Tosfos asks that Luchayra, it's going to be shrev for the Gemara Bukhayra. Bukhayra says, nitma toichai, nitma gabi. The feeder Rashbam. If the Rashbam is going to hold, that's not true. It's not the halacha. That if it's betama, it's not betama achayim. So what does it mean? Nitma gufai, nitma toichai, nitma gabi. So Luchayra, we could dan. That maybe it's the gear that Tumah Inachanami can't be practically be Betama Acherim, but it's the gear that the Gav is Tomei, that now it's Halacha, that the Gav is Tomei won't be able to be Chaitzes with Ne'at Tumah. A Dover Tomei is not Chaitzes with Ne'at Tumah. If the, we only down the Toich HaKlicheres as a Dover Tomei, that only the Toich of the Klicheres becomes Tomei, and the Gav remains Tar, so then the Gav HaKlicheres will be Chaitzes. Masha Enkein, if now that the Gemara in Bukhari Staflam Ches establishes that the Klicheres Shnit Betoichai, Dit Begaboi, now the Gav also becomes Tomei, Enoch and Abi true. If something touches it, won't become Tomei, because the Ifen of giving over Tumah by Klicheres works differently, and you need Dafka, that it should give over to through the Aver, but Saif Dover, the Gav is Tomei, and therefore won't be able to be Chaitz if they are Tumah. So Kinder Atesis didn't hold that this would be a Teretz, and if you look at the Rajba, in Er Sugya, where he discusses this Noisa of Tosfos, and he brings another raya to Shitas of Tosfos. He brings a raya from a Sugya of Loyachbar, the Sugya of Rokik, where the Gemara over there says that if a Klicheres is facing inside, the Tumah is facing the inside of the Klicheres, you have a wall, and you have a Klicheres stuffing up the hole of the wall. So it depends. If the outside of the Klicheres is facing the Tumah, so then it's Chaitzitz, because the Tumah can't be Betameh, or Klicheres be Gabi. If the inside of the Klicheres is facing the Tumah, so then the Tumah could go and be Betameh. The inside of the Klicheres, it can be Betameh the Klicheres, and therefore the Tumah won't be Chaitzitz, and the mace will go be Betameh to the next room. It'll go through the hole in the wall, since the Klicheres is Toich, is facing it, it'll be able to go be Betameh, it won't be Chaitzitz. ask the Rajba that if it's true, if we assume like this tzad, which we see in Taisus Bukharis brings from the Rashbab, that nit batoichai, the gabi can't go be betaba achirim, im kain ask the Rajba, l'chair, how could it be chaitzitz? It seems like the Rajba holds visvara that doesn't, Kol's man, the gava keli can't go ahead and give off tumah. That would be a svar with in itself that it shouldn't go ahead and be chaytis mea tumah. Unless the Rajma holds that if it's not, if it emes tumah, it should be betaba achirim. There's no reason the Rajma has a svara that there's no reason why the gava keli can't go be betaba achirim if it becomes tumah. Sorry, even the kavanah is a Rajma, but it seems that the Rajma does not hold that this would be an answer. He holds that if you understand like the Rashbam, the halacha would be that it should not be chaitz, it should be able to be chaitzitz be'atum. Now, Taisus by us goes on to discuss the idiot of Yodis. Exactly, if the halacha is that a klicheres, the dafka toich, so how's it shayach b'chlal, the parsha of Yodis? So Taisus says that lefi yeshita, the pshat is that it's only negeah lehoitzi tuba. In the chanami, the hachdus tuba, it won't be negeah, because the hachdus tuba would say, you need dafka toich. And a yad is not a toich, a yad is a tumas magapashtus. And therefore says Taisus that the whole din yadis is only lehoitzi tuba. And if you look at Taisus and Bukharis and Daf Labaches, it's before Taisus is using this as a siyua, as a riot to his yisayin, to this shita, that there's a din tumas maga on the gab. And that way, with this chiddush, we can understand the parasha of yadis. For the fact that the Gemara in Chul Daf Kuf Yud Ches later on brings a din of yadis, it must be that there's a din tumas maga kapadim on the gab. Because if there wouldn't be a din tumas maga on the gav, that it could be betaba achirim, then how would it be possible to have the parasha of yodis? Now, if you look at the Marsha and our Taisus, he says that this Taisus is a very big chiddush, the halacha, and we have to know where's the makor, the gemara in our sugya. We're learning out the din toich of to be betaba. It's the same as to become to mekabel tuba. Where's the makar to this chiddush that even though it's not mekabel tuba migavoy, the din gav of a klicheres is bufka for being mekabel tuba, apple pikein it could go be betama achirim. Where's the makar to such a din? Where's the psukim on this? We see the Taris Kanan brings the din ruba midat l'tama, but where's the makar? So the Leib Arya says that maybe we could goofa learn up that this is the makar, and the makar is goofa from the fact that there's a ribi of yadis. Since we find a ribi of yadis. And I could put him home, it's gonna have to be legabe to be betama other things. Bis lahachdus tuba, we know it's not mahachdus the gav. We know there's a din that the tuba, the din of tuba puzzle. That's clear that you can't mahachdus tuba to the gav of klicheres. So Ib Kain says Leibari, the only thing we're left over to say with the din yadis is that it's mighty tuba. So from the parsha of yadis, Gufa says Leibari, we can learn up this yisayin that gav is betama achirim, even though it's not makabel tuba, it's apple pikim. It's betama achirim. Now, on the sugya of yodis and the rishayim on daf kufir ches abed aleph, where the gemara is marv in the parsha of yodis, they bring down this kasha. Ikat the kasha lei be odif yad mi gav tucheres. Rabban asks that how could a yad be better than the gav tucheres? So Rabban brings down a teretz v'nichale gzeirus akosavu, and the Raja brings this down b'shem teisvis. That's gzeirus akosav edachanami. The gav akli is mufka from giving off tuba or being kabel tuba. But Afal Pekin is exerts a concept that a yad is makabel tuba. A yad is better than the gufa kli. And the Rabban argues, v'lav milsi. He doesn't understand. He understands a very shver idea to say, tell me there's no din tuba maga migave, and it's telling me that a yad is better than the gufa kli. And therefore, the Rabban says we're going to have to say that the yad shariba kosev is talking about a yad chalula. It's talking about that the yad itself has a halal that you could be put the tuba in the avir of the yad. See more about this teretz later on in the shir, possibly catches of this teretz of the Ramban. The Ramban goes on and says another teretz. Inamikad she'osalatano yad shel itz v'shel evan u'mechuboros bay ba'avirei. The yad is mechubor to the avir hatana. And the Rajba brings down this Ramban and he argues on the last teretz as he doesn't understand what the Ramban means. Tzarech bir on this teretz of the Ramban, and therefore the Rajba's machuya like the teretz atesis near a yaiser that the teretz the Ramban didn't like that it's exeris akosov. That the Rajva says that he likes the best, that teretz. And the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchos Kelim and Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph, he brings down that he says that the Rambam would be mashma, like Tosfos, that did yodis is only negeah, lehoitzi tumah, and the Chanavit lekabel tumah is not like that. And he's this kasha, he brings his Rishonim, he brings the Rashi b'shem Tosfos, he's this kasha on the Rishonim, but L'chayr, it seems like they're bringing from Tosfos something that we have Tosfos and B'chayr, Tosfos by us seems to hold not like that. Tosfos and B'chayr, Tosfos by us seems to hold that in a Chanami. The Din Yodis is not a bigger chiddush than the regular Din Gav. In a Chanami, the Din Yodis is betzumtzum to the Din Gav, and in a Chanami, the Din Yodis only works L'hoitzi Tumo, to go and be B'tama Acherim, just like the Gav works B'tama Acherim. Why is the Rashi bringing over here b'shem Tosfos? That it's Xerus HaKotzevu. Taisus says clearly in our sugya that the whole Din Yodis is only the Hoitzi Tumma. It would seem that there's a Beastirus HaTaisus over here. So the Mishnah Malach speaks out that in a Chanami, and Be'emes is before us like this, the Taisus of Bechairus, that Taisus is only saying this to Maskonas HaGemara. There is a Shlav in the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Ches, there's a step in the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Ches that does hold as a Din Yodis HaKotzevu Tumma. And there it says the Mishnah Malach in a Chanami, the Shainim over here, just trying to figure out the Havam, you know, of the Gemara. In a Chanami Lamaskana, we're going to say, to make everything work out, that the whole Din Yodis is only the Hoitzi Tuma, and that's very good, we don't need to come out to a new Xeris Akosim, we don't need to come out to a new Chadushim. But the Rishonim are just bothered that there's a Havamin HaKaparab in the Gemara, that even the Hachnis Tuma is a Din Yodis by Klicheres, and that's what the Rasha brings down, and the Rabban brings down the Teretz, on Daf Kuf Yeches, that there's a Din, Yodis, even Lahakhtis Tumah, it's a special Xeris HaKosef on Yodis, but in the Chanami, in the Maskonas HaGemara, says the Mishnah Melech, Tosfos is going to learn that the whole Din Yodis by Klicheres is only the Hoitzi Tumah, and there's no special Chiddush in the Parasha of Yodis. So we just said over the Nois of the Rishonim, if Tumah, the Din that of Klicheres is not Tomei Migaba, is that only the Lahakhtis Tumah, or even the Hoitzi Tumah, would bring Tosfos by us, the Rishonim will say that it's Dafka Lahakhtis Tumah, Lahoitzi Tumah, even Migaba, it could be Moitzi Tumah. Said Tosfos Bechairis, Dafla Beches brings the Rashbam, that seems to hold not like this. Tosfos brought a ride from the Torah's Kanim to the Yisoid, brings a ride from the Lashon HaGemara, from the Din of the Gemara Bechairis of Nitma, Kuf Nitma, Toiche Nitma, Gaboy. We said maybe the Rashbam could learn it's a gap for to be Choitzi Tumah, the Rashbam seems to hold it on the Tzad, that it's not Metaba Chayr Migaboy. The halacha would be that it would not be chaytzit. He asked for the sugya in Barbasu Daf Chaf. We said over the Marsha is bothered that Mehechatesi Bechalal, that there's such a chiddush, where's the Makart, there's such a din. So the Lev Arya has a tzad to say that maybe that gufa that is a parasha of Yodis, that will drive us to say that the whole din, that there's no Tuvas Maga Begaba, is only Medigat Lahakhtas and not Lahoitzi Kedin Lakayim, the parasha of Yodis. And we said over the Rishayim and Daf Kuf Yeches, the Rajman, the Ramban, and his Kasha, how is there a Din Yodis by Klicheres if you have to be Dafka or Toich? And they brought down Tosfos that it's Xeris HaKosov, and the Mishnah Melech speaks out that this whole, these Rishayim are just bothered by the Havamin of the Gemara, in a Chanami, the Biskana remains like Tosfos says by us, that the whole Din Yodis is only the Hoitzi Tumah, and in a Chanami, the Hachtas Tumah, there's no Parsha of Yodis by Klicheres. Now, when the Etzav loved this, of Tumas Ava Klicheres, Reb Chaim establishes the Machlekes Rishayim. Chaim is going on a Rambam, and Hilchas Mishkan Moishav and Perek Ches Halacha Dalad, where the Rambam is bringing down the Gemara and Shabbos, that there's a din in the Gemara and Shabbos, Eina Nida Metamalei Varim. That a Nida, only the whole Nida is Tamei, Eina Nida Metamalei Varim, just the Eivar of a Nida is not Metamei. And the Rambam brings down over there, what's the case? A Zov, the din of Eina Nida Metamalei Varim is a get to all the Zov, Nida and all the similar Tumas Zov, Zava. The Rambam brings down Zav Shechlis Yodei Ragloivs. A Zav puts his hand or foot into Avik Klicheres, since he didn't touch inside the Klicheres and he didn't move it. Hareza Tar, the Tumah, the Kli remains Tar. She'en Anida Chayetz by Betamen Leivorim. And the Ravid's massing on the Rambam. The Ravid says not true. Since the Maisa Avik Klicheres is Tamei B'Maga, Betamen B'Maga, Loma Ina Tana Tamei, and that is a din of Ina Anida Betamen Leivorim. Says the Ravid. It's not talking about such a case. Ella sham mishkel b'moishav, talking about mishkel b'moishav, that if the yad, if the halacha is that if a nida or a zav sits on something, it becomes tummy. Thomas mishkel b'moishav. Over there says the rabbi, that's where the chiddush is said, that if the only the yad is resting on the bed, only the yad is resting on the chair, only her regal is resting on the chair, that doesn't become tummy. You need the whole guf ha-metame, the whole zav, the whole nida to rest on the mishkov to be metame. But Gabi Thomas Maga and all the regular Thomas, then there's no such halacha. And Reb Chaim explains that the Ravid holds that the whole din of Eina Nida B'Tamalei Varim is only said in the special chiddush Tumah that you have by Nida, that you have by Zav. This special chiddush of Mishka V'Maishav, by the regular Tumah of Maga that you have by any other Thomas. It wasn't this chiddush. Masha ink in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that no, it's a klal. Nida and Zav have a special halacha that they need their whole guf to be metame. Just one of their avers is not metame. So Reb Chaim is masber that this din, this chiddush, even though the Rambam holds that this is a din in all tumas, he says, but it practically won't be ever negeya by regular tuma. Why? Because when a zav or a nida touches something, even though they're only touching it with their hand, they're not touching it with their whole guf, but that doesn't remain, we don't look at it as only the hand is touching. When someone is touching something with his hand, that's just the way, the oifet of the connection between him and the chayfetz, but now his whole guf is now touching the chayfetz. Maga miktsasa is kemaga kula, says Reb Chaim. That's not we don't look at it that the eiver is touching, and therefore the Rambam, the only case that the Rambam could find where we could look at it that only the yad is being metameh is an aver klicheres. Because an aver klicheres, since only my yad went into the aver, so we look at it that only the yad is being metameh the klicheres. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, that's why the Rambam established the halacha dafka over here by aver klicheres, because only by aver klicheres is there such halacha. And that's why, says Reb Chaim, that the Raivid comes along and he asks in the Rambam, that l'chayra, why is it different than any maga? The Raivid understood that the Rambam agrees that when a zav touches something, it becomes tame. That's pashut. And therefore the rival was masik. Why is the klicheres different? Says Reb Chaim, it's pasha why. Because when a zav touches something, it's being metame the chayfetz. We look at it that the whole guf is touching it. Over there we can understand that only the yad is the metame here. Because only the yad is toich aver klicheres. And therefore Reb Chaim comes along and he says, the nireh da rambam ba rival pligi bi yisoyin adid shal tubas toich aver klicheres. That there's a big yisoyistik of machlekes over here, the Rambam and the Ravid, how to understand Tumas of Teich of Klicheres. The Ravid holds that that's just a place where it's makabal, it's tuma. And it's no different than when you touch a regular keli. This is the place that you have to touch. That's just the mokam makabal. So now, it says, therefore the Ravid understands that if I put my finger there, the same way you understand when you touch something, it's like the whole thing is touching it. Who I did when I touch into the Teich, my whole guf is touching onto the Teich. Mash Enkin says Reb Chaim, the Rambam understands that the Yisoyda Din of the Toich is that the Metame has to be in the Toich. The Chiddush of Avik Licheres is that when the Metame is in the Toich, it could go ahead and be Metame the Keli. It's not just a place where to touch. It's there is the Yisoyda Lobbis of the Tumah is that by me, the Tumah being in the Toich HaKeli, that's our Metame. And therefore the Rambam understands that when only the Yad is in the Keli, in a Chanami it's attached to the whole Guf, but what's in the Avir, what's in the Aver Klicheres, only the Yad. So only that could go ahead and be Metame the Keli. And therefore, since by Zav, there's a Chiddush, by Nidin, there's a Chiddush that the Aver can't be Metame by itself. So therefore, if only the Yad or the Regal is a Teich, the Aver Klicheres, it won't be able to go on and be Metame the Klicheres. Now, Reb Chaim seems to learn off that this halacha is Dafka special Didin Nida, like the Pashas HaGemara, Dafka Nida and Zav. But if you look, there's an Arsameach and a Sophist at the end of Zmanim. He's going on the Rambam and Hilchos Tumas Eichlin and Perek Beis Alok Chafei, where the Rambam over there is discussing a person being Metamah Klicheres. And the Rambam is a whole complicated case there. But at the end of the Rambam speaks out, Poshet Ava Tumas Yodin. The Rambam was speaking out that a Rishon, someone that's a Rishon can't be Metamah Klicheres. Klicheres is not Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon. It needs to be Mekabel from Ava Tumah. And the Rambam speaks out that what happens if Avatumah Poshat Avatumah's Yodai Binogaba and he touches the Klicheres, Besoichai obviously, Besoichai it's not Makabal Tumba, Nitmes Akdeira. So Rasameach is Va'ira, why does he have to touch? The Allah is a Klicheres is Makabal Tumba Me Aver. You don't need to have any Nagia. Why does the Rambam say Binogaba? Says Rasameach, the reason is because it's not Metamele Ivarim. The Rambam seems to learn that any avatuma, any person, is not metamele ivarim. And the Zecha Yitzchak in Siman Alef, I say, also assumes this way. Any person, since a person, they learn up a person, the whole tuma is from the fact he's an adam. So you need every single part of the adam to be the adam, just the hand. It's not, wouldn't be makabel tuma. So therefore, a person, you need the whole entire person. It's not a didafka, nida, and zav. It's an all people that are tuma, even a person that's makabel tuma from a mace. Also as halacha, and that's what the Rambam seems to say, like this, like the Rambam over there, in Hilchos Tumas Mishkav HaBayishov, that when you stick your hand, the Ava Tumah sticks his hand into Klicheres, it won't be metame because of the din of ein metame leiv barim. And if you look at the Mikdash David, in Tzibim Memches and Ois Aleph, he says that l'chayro hu adin by kezayis of a meis, a kezayis of an avela. You have a kezayis and avela, or a dasha of a sheretz that goes into a kli cheres. What happens if only part of the kezayis is in the kli? Half of the kezayis is sticking out of the kli, and half of the kezayis is sitting in the kli. So by maga, you don't need to touch the whole thing. As long as you're touching a part of it, it'll be good. I shake it over here by kli cheres. The Mishnah assumes who I did when you have a sheer tumah, since the whole kezayis is not in the keli. B'chayr is all in the sheet of the Rambam. B'chayr the feet arrive in pashit that it'll be tamei. Like Reb Chaim is Masbid arrive. The arrive just holds that the makom hakabolas tumah is in the toich. Once I have part of my tumah in the makom hakabolas tumah, it's either it's makabel from the whole entire kezayis. But the feet of Rambam, like Reb Chaim is Masbid, that the din tumas klicheres is that it has to be the matam has to be in the toich hakli. The Gestapo assumes that Huadin, not only by a nida, but any sheer tumor where you need the whole kezayis, Huadin, if the whole kezayis is not sitting in the Avik Klicheres, the halacha would be, it won't be able to be the time of the Klicheres. Now there's a Chazanish in Hilchas Kalim, in Sibid Yud Aleph, in Ois Yud Beis. Over there he learns up in the Mishnah, is talking about a tanner that has something in the floor, the way the tanners were, that the tanner was just a round thing, it was the floor of the tanner, wasn't a kli, it was the ground. What happens if something stuck in the ground? And the Chazanish understands for the Mishnah that even though it's not bechla, as long as it's, you could see it, even though it's not bechla sticking up, it's not being boiled bechla into the aver tanner, afal pikein is bechabal tuma from the tanner. If the tanner is tomei, this oichel will be bechabal tuma from the tanner. Says the Chazanish, it's before that you don't need a bechla be toichat akricheris to be bechabal tuma. All you need to do is be touching in the aver kricheris. As long as you're touching to the aver, you also bechabal tuma. Now, l'chayr, this would be l'chayr more l'fid avana that Reb Chaim said in the Raivit. Tzarech Ian, if it's cholok, the gabe to be metame the kricheris, the gabe that did kabolas tuma. Tzarech loy matzidu that the kabolas tuma, the whole entire dover that wants to be mekabel tuma of kricheris has to be in the kricheris. Heard before that, akapotim, if half of the dover tuma is in the kricheris, it's metame the whole thing. Tzarech Ian, if there's a mokum mechalik between the kabolas tuma and the giving the tuma, but upon him in the gabi, the kabbalah's tuma, the chazanish is beforeish that you don't bechlal need to be toich l'kicheres. As long as you're touching on to the aver, you're some right against the aver, you also be kabbal tuma from the klicheres. Now there's another important point which is very negiah to these rambams that we're bringing over here, a very sadistic and nice over here, the gabi tumas klicheres. The gemara is before by us that there's no tumas maga if you touch the outside of the klicheres. The klicheres won't become tamei. Only the way the klicheres becomes tamei is in the aver. The achrayim of Dan, what's the halacha legabi the toich? Does the toich have a tumas maga? Ein chanami, you can't be mekabel tuma migaboy aide maga. You need to be in the toich. But is the lomnis is that the toich also doesn't have tumas maga? Just as a new din called aver, or no? The toich doesn't have a smiut, and the toich can have a tumas maga also. Now, what's it a geah? What's it a geah? Anyhow, anytime you touch the teich, you're automatically in the aver. So the Rambams we're discussing, it's very negeah. The Rambams we're discussing by a zav, where we can't have the tumas aver, because the whole thing's not in the aver. But hamia, if there will be a tumas maga, like we're a mazber, the tumas maga, we don't look at it only being touched by the hand. The tumas maga, we look like it's being touched by the whole thing. And therefore, the achroinim, the zeicha yitzchak, over there at Sibadot Aleph, he says that from this Rambam, it's before clear that there's a din tumas maga and klicheres. You look at the stipler, it's a Megimel and Tyrus, he's Meir Chanas Inyan also. Mr. Rambam speaks out, both in the Rambam that Reb Chaim brought in Perek Ches Alochadal, his Tumas Mishkav Moshav. He says that the Zav that puts his hand the regal into the klicheres and doesn't touch, the Loch is at start. Before clearly in the Rambam that what would happen if the Zav sticks his hand into the klicheres and would touch the inside of the klicheres, it would become tamei. So it's mefurish in the Rambam that there's a din tumas maga on the teich klicheres, and who I did in the Rambam that Arsameach brought in Parak Beis Alach Chafei for tumas eichen. It's before that a tamei that sticks his hand into aver klicheres is not metame only with the maga. That was Arsameach's diak. It's before ham mia that with the maga it's metame. It's mefurish that the din maga, the din that a klicheres is not metame gabe is not that the tumas klicheres doesn't have a parashah maga. pshat is that the tumas kicharis is not metame migaboy. Bitoiche it's metame. There's another chiddush that bitoiche it's also metame with the aver. You don't need a maga. But of course, if you maga in the toiche kicharis, of course there is such a tuma. It does have a tumas maga in the toiche kicharis. Now the Briska Rav in Bukhairis and Daf Lamaches, he says, from these Rishonim that we brought, Rishonim and Daf Kuf Yeches, the Rajva brings down, the Ramban brought down a Teretz from Taisvis, that even though there's no Tumah, there's no Tumah Bigaboy, but Afal Pikein is a din of Yodis. There's a din of Yodis. And they say that it's Xeris Akosov, even though there's Alocha that the Gav is not Metameh, a Yad is Mekabel Tumah, Yad is Moitzi Tumah. Why? This is special Xeris Akosov. So the Brisk Rav says that it would be much more schwer to understand, it would be much less vistavra if there wouldn't be bechlal a parsha of maga by kicheres. The whole ifin Thomas kicheres would only be an aver, so it would be very hard to understand that there should be exeris akosov, that when you have a yad, then it could become tummy with maga. But if sach hakol, this is a Thomas maga, there's just a din that the gava kli can't become tummy with maga. The gava kli is mufka for the tumma of maga. So then says the Briska Rav, then it's easier to understand the Xeris HaKosov. The Xeris HaKosov, that a Yad is Oduf from the Guf HaKli, from the Gav. That a Yad doesn't have the problem of Gav. But if even in the Toich, there would be a din that you need Dafka Avir, and there's no Dimaga, so then says the Briska Rav, it would be very schwer to understand, how could a Yad be better even from the Toich? We can say that Yad doesn't have the Mi, it doesn't have the Chasaron of Gav. Xeris HaKosov, even though it is on the outside of the Kli, Xeris HaKosov, that a Yad a Kli could work. But if the halacha would be that even in the toich there wouldn't be a maga, says the Briska Rav, that would be very, very big chiddush. The same as xeris hakosov afal pikein, that the yad would be metame with maga, and therefore from this xeris, from these rishonim, it is xeris hakosov. Kenira that they understand, says the Briska, like the Rambam says the Briska Rav, that there is a tumas maga in kicheres. There's a din that gav, it's not mekabel tumah, but in the toich kicheres, not only is there a din tumas avir, there's also a din tumas maga, and you can touch the avir kicheres. The stipler over there in Siman Gimel brings another raya from the fact that there's a din hesed. The din hesed, the Gemara explains the din hesed, that if a zav is maset a kicheres, it becomes tamei. And the Gemara says, calls it, it's a maga shuka kuloi. Ask the stipler, what do you mean it's maga shuka kuloi? There's no tumas maga. If there's no tumas maga but kicheres, it would be an interesting way to speak it out. Elamai says the stipler, there isn't a tumas maga, so it has to be in the toich hakli. And that's what the Mechuvan of the Gemara means, that when you master the Kli, even though you're touching it from outside, but by carrying the Kli, it's Ke'ilu, you touched all over the Kli, even in the Toich, and that's why it's Chayim Avur, and that Lashon says the Stipler, that there is a Din Tumas Toich, Al-Yidei Maga, by a Kli Cheres. The Gemara goes on, in Daf Chofei of an Aleph, the Gemara goes on, that brings down the Halacha of Toich Toichai. Halacha is that even though Kli Cheres is Betama B'Toichai, but if you put the Tumah or the Taira inside another Kli, the Halacha is Xeris HaKosov Toichai V'loi Toich Toichai, that's considered Toich Toichai Kli Cheres, it's not Mamish Toichai Kli Cheres, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah and not Metameh in the Toich Toichai. And when the Gemara brings down the Din, the Gemara speaks out, Toichai V'loi Toich Toichai, V'afilu Kli Shetef Matzel, even a Kli Shetef, even something that's not a Kli Cheres, not another Kli Cheres within a Kli Cheres, you have a Kli Eitz, or a Kli Matzchis, inside the Kli Cheres, it's also Matzel on the Taira, the Tumah that's Mesoichai. So Rashi's Masber, what's this Chiddush? What's a Chiddush? Rashi, the Verbaschal, Toichai, V'loi Toich Toichai. Rashi explains, what's a Chiddush of Kli Cheres, of Kli Shetef? Why is it more Poshut? It seems from the Gemara that it's more simple and more Poshut that a Kli Cheres is Matzel from a Kli Shetef. And Rashi's Masber, that a Kli Cheres is more simple because since a Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah Migaboy, so it can stop the tumah from coming in. Masha Enke, it can be choices from the tumah. Masha Enke says Rashi, a Kli Shetef. A Kli Shetef, there will be a Havibi that can't be matzel because it is Mekabel Tumah Migaboy. Now, Seif Dover, why is it choices? If you look at the sheet that speaks out more about Riches, the sheet that Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's Zvachim and Oisi Yudzayin, he asks that if it's Mekabel Tumah Migaboy, then it shouldn't ever be choices. So on that, the Shita says, the Teretz is, because a Kli is not Mekabel Tumah from another Kli. A Kli Cheres is Sach HaKol, a Risha the Tumah. And it can't go be Betama, Kli Shetef. A Kli Shetef needs to come Tumah from an Ava Tumah. So that's why the Maisa could be Chaitzitz. So then he goes on to ask, like Tesis by us, If Cain will back Shver, if you save Dover, it's not Mekabel Tumah from the Kli, who cares if Etzim will be able to be Mekabel Tumah Migaboy? Save Dover, it's not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, he says, there's no special, there's no bigger Chiddush from Kli Shetef over Kli Cheres. In a Chanabi, it would theoretically be Mekabel Tumah Migaboy, but in this scenario, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because a Kli Shetef can't be Mekabel Tumah from a Kli Cheres. Bechlal can't be Mekabel Tumah from a Kli Cheres. So if Cain, what would be the Chiddush of our sugya? And therefore the Shita goes on to learn like Taisvis. This is what Taisvis asks on Rashi by us. And Taisvis us goes on to ask another kasha. That the did teich, we find the other way also. That if there's a sheretz inside the inner kli, and the tyrus are in the outer kli, so even though everything together, the tumah and the tyrus are both in the outer kli, the halacha is that the did teich says that since the sheretz is not in the teich of the kli cheres, but rather the teich Toichei of the Kli Cheres, therefore it can't go be Metame the Kli Cheres, and therefore the Eichon would remain Tar. Says Taisin, that Hechatimtsa, the other way around, the Sheretz could be Metame the Kli, but Tar is Aver Kli Cheres, if it's only in the Aver, if it's not touching, and if it's a Kli Shetiv, it won't be Metame. So therefore, why are we saying there's a bigger Chiddush one way than the other? And Be'emes, Taisin doesn't ask it this way, we have to understand why. But MS, is this halacha true? Seems from Rashi and from the Shita that if it would be MS be Mekabel Tumah, it wouldn't be Chaitzitz. It wouldn't have a din of Teich Teichai. So the Chayra, this din is being says to what they're saying. The Shita comes and asks on Rashi why be MS is the Kli Shetef Matzah, the Chayra it's Mekabel Tumah. And he says, the Teretz is it's not. But in this Eichatim that the Teis is brought, where the Sheretz is in the Aver of the inner Keli, the Sheretz is be MS be Tamer Keli. And therefore, how should it go ahead and be chaitzitz from going and being metame to outer keli? What's be'emes the pshat? It seems from Rashi and the Shita that they hold that be'emes the halacha is that you need to have that the teich teich has to be that it's not mekabel tumah. And if you look at Reb Chaim in Perek Yitav of Amichas Kelim, Reb Chaim Kufa is even on this problem. Why be'emes is the halacha that when there's a sheretz inside the inner keli, the halacha is that it's not metame to keli? L'chayr, the inner keli becomes tummy from the sheretz, and l'chayr, that inner keli shouldn't be able to be chaitzitz if ne'at tumah. Says Reb Chaim, must be that the din of teich teich is not like other din of matzolah, it's not like that solo of some apostle, wherever there actually tummy can't be matzolah, because we're not trying to be chaitzitz if ne'at tumah. That's not what we're trying to do with the din teich teich, says Reb Chaim. But teich teich, says Reb Chaim, is just a din of chiluk teich. I'm just trying to mafkia that this place, the Gzeis HaKosov of Teich Teichai tells me that this place is not Nichlal in the Teich of the outer Kli. Since it's in the Teich of a different Kli, that place is not considered the Teich of his Kli. I'm not Nichlal trying to down on the Tumah and trying to be Chaitis on the Tumah. And therefore says Reb Chaim, even if the Kli Pnimi is Tomei, it would still have the din of Teich Teichai. And he says, Kachlu Mavur, but Teich Teichai is Vachim Daf Gimel, which is a similar Teichai to Eret Teichavis. That even though the Kli is with Kabul Tumah, Avol Pekem, the din Teich Teichai applies. So L'chayr, this Reb Chaim, and this Taino of Reb Chaim, L'chayr is going to be doubtful very hard on Rashi and the Shita. L'chayr, it's a very strong Taino, Rashi and the Shita. Rashi's mashma, that if it would be MSB Mekabel Tumah, it would not be able to be Chaitzis. And L'chayr, Reb Chaim is Machriach. L'chayr, with a strong Raya, that's not what we're trying to do. So if you look at the Sefer Shchita Schulam for Rabbi Samar Garbat, he says a Yishuv, the Shita's Rashi says that it's cholok which way we're doing it. The Yisoid always is that we're trying to be mafkia from the toich, from the tumah, from the toich of the Kli Cheres. The din toich toich is, like Reb Chaim says, is coming to be mafkia this place from the toich of the outer aver Kli Cheres. So he says it's cholok where the tumah is. If the tumah is in the outside Kli, it's in the aver of the Kli Cheres, and this Kli inside of it would have been Mekabel Tumah from it, like Rashi by us is talking about. So then it wouldn't be able to establish that the place inside of it is not in the Teich. It wouldn't be able to, Rashi seems to know that it is somewhat a Din Chatzitza. And it wouldn't be able to be Chaitzis, the Tumah that's in the Aver HaKli Cheres. Masha came the other way around, the case that Reb Chaim is discussing, the case that Taisis is discussing, when the Sheretz is in the inner Keli, over there I'm not trying to be Chaitzis, Nei Tumah. Like Reb Chaim explains, I'm not trying to be chaitzitz that the tumas hasheretz inside me shouldn't go out. What I'm trying to do is say that the aver akicheres of the outside shouldn't go in.
And therefore, we wouldn't look at the sheretz as being in the outside kli. Masha'ikim, when the tumah is in the outside, what I'm trying to do is saying that the tumah of the kicheres shouldn't come in, so then it has to be that the kli is not being mekabel tumah from the avir of the outer kli. Tzorchi and Gadolf, this svara, is enough to be biyashiv this kasha? Come on, I'm b'shchidas chulam, he wants to be biyashiv this tain of Reb Chaim on what seems to be shver on Rashi and the Shita of Kubetes in Tzvachim Daf Gimel. Tosis goes on, and he says a different pshat in the sugya, al pi the Gemara and Tzvachim Daf Gimel. The Gemara and Tzvachim Daf Gimel seems to say that what Tosis is saying, that there's a svara that the Gemara over there says that minei machir bo lav minei lav boi machir bo. It's a svara that the mid of itself, the thing itself, would be a svara that it could go and stop the other one. Something is b'chlal mufka from this min, then it doesn't, it's not able to go be machriv, it's not able to go and stop this other min. And therefore says Taisvis, the svara would be that ukli cheris, which is mamish, the same kli as what we're trying to create the tumah with. That could be mafkiya de toich. Ukli cheris, that's the same min, could be mafkiya de toich. Mashegin lav mine, something that's not the min, then the svara shouldn't be able to be machriv. The halach is a filu kli shetef matzil, because even a kli shetef, safe dover, it's a kli, and therefore safe dover also is considered as a min of the same kli, and therefore it could be matzil. Now there's another pshat in the sugya of the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Gershom, over here on the side of our Amud is mashba this way. He speaks out on pshat the Gemara, filu kli shetef, kloy mar loy mi bai kli cheres, to choshev toich di day, bebeil et choshev toich toichoy, El afilu klishet of the ein choshev toich tidei, afilu achi matzil apayir shebeseichai. And look in the Chedushi Aran, he seems to say a similar idea. He's masber that a klicheres has a toiretz aver to it. So therefore we look at the stuff inside of it as being in its aver. And therefore that would be a svar that's mufka from the aver of the outer keli. Masha'ikin a klishet that doesn't b'chlal have the whole parsha of aver. So Im Kain, who said B'chlau, we look at it as being in the Aver of the Klishetev? There's no such parsha of Aver in a Klishetev. So in a Kanami, practically, it's in the Aver of the Klishetev, but since there's no parsha of Aver of Klishetev, so therefore, then there will be more of a svar to say that we don't look B'chlau down that it's inside the Aver Kaili, and therefore we could look at it like it's in the Aver of the Klichitzain. And that's why we need a special Chiddush that even a Klishetev that doesn't have a Teirus Aver, Afal Pikain, has a din of Teich Teichai. Possibly that this svar is also has something what to do with Taisvis, maybe has something to do also with Taisvis means mine makrava, maybe also has something to do with the klicheres having a teres aver, tzarech in. As another pshat, the goyin seems to say it, that our godol is marchiv more, both of them are in kalim periches mishtabes, our godol is more marchiv on the Indian, and they say a simple pshat, that l'chayra, when you have a klicheres inside another klicheres, they say that there could be a dinat solo on the oichim that are inside of it. We did some apostle. Now, even though the inner klicheres is totally opened, we're not talking about that we covered up the whole klicheres, but the masbir, the afal pikein, since the pesach of the klicheres is outside of the makom atuma, it's outside of the toich of the outer klicheres. If it would be lower, that wouldn't be toich toichi also not. If the walls of the klicheres Haprimi are lower than the walls of the klicheres achitza, and that wouldn't even be teich teicha either. That would be considered teicha. The chetipza of teich teicha is where the walls of the klicheres haprimi are higher than the walls of the klicheres achitza. And Im Kain says the goin that would have the din of tzav apostle, but since the mokem atuma and the aver of the klicheres, it's totally closed off. The klicheres aprimi is totally closing off the makom. There's no place, there's no hole, there's no pesach b'chal to go in. In a chadam, if you go through the tap, there's a hole, but that tap is totally mufka from the aver klicheres. It's out of the aver klicheres. So therefore, it says the goyim a teichtoichi of a klicheres has a dinat sola pashut miditzav apostle. And therefore, there's a special chiddush. The whole chiddush of teichtoichi is only by klishetef. A feel of a klishetef, where a klishetef doesn't have the parasha of tzav apostle. Over there, we need to have a special halacha that there's a new parsha of toich toichai, that even though there's no atzol of some apostle, afal pikein, it's mafkir of toich hakli, and it doesn't b'chlal of it in toich, because of the special miyat of toich toichai. The Mishnah goes on, the Mishnah brings down the halacha, tar b'kli eitz, tamei b'kli matches, tar b'kli matches, tamei b'kli eitz. And the Gemara brings down the braisa, that's mazbe the Mishnah, that what it means is that gomli kli eitz aren't nigmar l'gamri, they're tamei. Pshutayim, tarim. Mashegin a pshutay kli eitz is tar. Gomel klimatzchis is not totally beautified. It's not totally finished. The halacha is it remains tar. Pshuteim tmeim. Mashegin a pshute klimatzchis is tame. Nimtza tar b'kliyetz tame b'klimatzchis. Tar b'klimatzchis tame b'kliyetz. Now Rashi's mazzer. Why is pshute klietz tar and pshute klimatzchis tame? So Rashi explains that pshute klietz a tar the iskish lasak. There's a halacha that klietz has to be doimata a sack. And the same way as sack is betalto mali berekon, it's made with kabel. So huadin, a kli'etz has to have a kabbalah, has to have a bokum kibol, has to have a base kibol. A pshute kli'etz is not doimet a sack. Mash'enke, it says Rashi a little further, why is a klimatris tome? Why is a klimatris pshute klimatris tome? Says Rashi, because the loy iskish a sack. Doesn't have that miut, it's not iskish a sack, it doesn't have this problem that kli'etz has. If you look at the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph from Kalim, the Rambam brings down that a klimatris is tamei. He writes as follows: Uvavur she'amar yisparch b'klimatris kol dover ashiyavi be'ish. Anything at yavi be'ish is tamei. L'manu mamoroi kol dover be'pshutayim be'mekablim. We learn from here. Seems the Rambam learns is a riboy that there's a pasuk of kol dover ashiyavi be'ish. That there's a rebate to be metama everything, even pshute klimatris. It seems from the Rambam that the Rambam is a special xeris akosov to be marve pshute klimatris. And if you look at the Rambam in Yarech Hazaka in Elchas Kelim and Perik Alf Alach Ates, Aicham also seems to bring a pasuk to be marve that pshute klimatris abakabel tum. Now, if you look at the Boyaz over there on the Mishnah and Perik Yud Alf in the Tferes Yisrael, he seems to learn in the Rambam that the reason why I need a riboy is because if not, I will learn out from kliyetz, maybe a kavu chaymer. Ma kliyetz et gome matamei, afopit kein pshutei matar, I will learn out the klimatris, that for sure klimatris, which are more kal, that gome matar, for sure you would, and that's why I need a special pasuk. Not that misvara, I would be betar pshutei klimatris. So it would seem from the Rambam that misvara, you'll pshutei klimatris atar, and I need a special pasuk. Says it's very historical that no, possibly the Rambam just holds that you would be able to learn it out from kliyetz. To be matar, and that's why I need a special pasuk to say not to learn it out from kliyetz, and it remains with its tumah. But Rab Aaron, in Mishnah Rab Aaron at Tyrus and Simu Choftes, he seems to learn not like that. He seems to learn that no, in the Rambam is bavur that this is that misvara something that's not mekabel doesn't have a teres keli, and the emes we find this in other places. Lagabi kiddush klichatos, Rab Chaim al Shas is arichas about this in the sugi Baba Basud of Samach Vav that a kli misvara needs to have a base kibble. Got the other dinim in the Torah we find that something that doesn't have a base kibble doesn't have the full Torah's kli. And therefore, says Rav Aaron, the Rambam understood that without a new special Xeris HaKosov, we would have understood that a klimatris misvara would have been tar. Pshute klimatris doesn't have a full Torah's kli. Doesn't have the din kli l'chol davar, and therefore wouldn't have a Kabbalah's tumah. And that's why I need a special drasha l'chol davar asher yavi be'esh to say, to be marbe, that even a pshute klimatris is also makabal tumah. And he just speaks out that Im Kain, why do I need a special drasha by Pshutei Kli Eitz to be b'mayt? He says, Eina Chanami, that's not what the Iker drasha is coming for. Eina Chanami, once I have this drasha, I can learn it out from there, but I don't need it. Bisvara could be tar, and I can learn it out. And the Iker drasha is coming for the din of Baba Mida, that if you have a very big keli, that it can't be metalto moli berekam, it can't be moved so easily. Such a keli is tar, but Eina Chanami, Pshutei Kli Eitz, says Reb Aaron, doesn't really need this drasha. And he brings this from a goyin. He says that if you look in the goyin in Al Yo Rabba in Kalim Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, the goyin is beforeish that the reason why Pshute Kli Eitz is tar is because it's not a kli. He speaks out that the reason why Pshute Kli Eitz is tar is because it's ain't a kli. It doesn't have a tar, it's kli. So for in the goyin like this, like the Aaron was learning in the Rambam holds that misvara anything it doesn't have a base kibble automatically doesn't have a tar, it's kli, and that's the reason why misvara it wouldn't be makabel toma and kli eitz. Is Be'emes not Mekabal Tumma? Klimatris is Mekabal Tumma only because of a special Xeris HaKosov or Chol Dover Asher Yavei Be'esh. Now, Aaron goes on to say, Al Pizeh Pshat, in the Ramban we mentioned earlier. The Ramban we mentioned earlier was bothered, if there's no halacha of Tumas Maga Migaboy, why would there be a din of Yodis? How is it possible to have a din Yodis on a Kli Cheres? And the Ramban answered, that we're talking about that the Yara Kli has a Toich. It's Cholol, it has a Toich. So Rab Aaron is this kasha tuv on this Ramban. He says, "V'marashach, if this toich is also the kabel, it's made to be makabel things. So that's a real kli. You don't need to come out to Thomas Yodis for that. That means it's a kli. If you put things in that toich, that has a regular toich kli. Elamai, you'll tell me, no, it just has a chalal, but it's only made to be mishtamish as a handle. It doesn't have a teiras klibis. It's not made to use v'chalal. Ibn Kain says, Rabbi Aaron, we know that such a thing, that lachis doesn't have a din. It's not mekabel tuma such a thing. A teich that's not osi the kabel doesn't have a teiras teich. Different, Rabbi Aaron says, Kasha, what's pshat in this Ramban? So says Rabbi Aaron, the lo'ilam, the pshat in the Ramban is just talking about a teich that doesn't have a din. It's not derech to be mekabel. Says Rabbi Aaron, that it is a lacha. That something that's not osi the kabel is not mekabel tuma. It's not me din teich klicheres. It's not a din in the hilchas teich klicheres that the teich has to be made the kabel. The reason why something we find all over that something that's not derech lekabel is not mekabel tuma is because it's not a kli. Like we're saying over here, something that doesn't have a base kibul, something that's not mekabel things, is not a kli misvara. That's why we need a special riba by kli matris. Im Kain says Reb Aaron. So the Im Kain, this yad in chanamin has a toich, but it's not osi lekabel. So since it's not osi lekabel, it doesn't have a toiras kli. But over here says Reb Aaron, the Rabban's not trying to be betamit with toiras a kli. We're just trying to use it as a yad. So it has a toich, the klicheres has a toich, and a toich klicheres says Rav Aaron doesn't need a bee that it's made the kabel. The reason why klicheres is not derech lekabel is tar is the same reason why kliates is tar. Something that's not the derech lekabel is nishke is not a kli b'chlau. So that's why it says Rambam al pidas yisoid that's a war in the goyin. The klicheres mashman the Rambam that a dover she'ina osu lekabel, something that doesn't have a toich, something that's not made lekabel, the talto mali v'rekab to carry things in it, doesn't have a Torah's Kli, Chayru can understand the Ramban, on Daf Kuf Yechesim and Aleph, why a Torah, a Chol, a Kli can have a Torah's Yad to be Mekabel Tuma, even though it's not Osi the Kabel. Now the Gemara is discussing over here the din of Gomei Kli Eitz and Gomei Kli Matris. And the Gemara says, the Gemara brings down from the Bryce, so that anything that I'm going to go and I'm going to finish up, and one of the examples is Latiach Betunis, which means Pashtis, to rub it down with the Ara Dag, to make it smooth, the halacha is that it has a digomi, and by Kli Eitz it's going to be Tame, and Kli Matris, since a Kli Matris is only Tame when it's fully ready, when it's beauty, fully beautiful, like the Gemara says, Hoyol v'chavad asuy, and Hoyol v'dmeim yukarim, that's why over here, when you didn't yet, when it's still mechusa the shifa, you didn't rub it down the aradag, the halacha is that it remains, the klimatzchus remains tar. So Taisis over here in the Ramasra, Tiach Betunis asks, Meshem Rabbeinu Tam, it lochayot a furish in Sanhedrin the other way, in Sanhedrin it's a war, that kli eitz is only mekabel tuma after you shayf in the aradag. A kli eitz is only mekabel tuma after you rub it down with aradag. Rashi brings this kamara mamish on this brisa. As Taisus Chareta Tmiya, over here in the Brice it's Beforish, that a Kli Eitz doesn't have this problem. Only a Kli Matris you have to be Tiach Betunis. Mashegin a Kli Eitz doesn't need a Yeshayfim Ba'aradak. So Taisus answers that we have to say that it's Cholok, it's two different stories. Our Brice that the Gemara is talking about a case where you're just doing it Lenoi. And therefore by Kli Eitz, you don't need the Noi. As long as it's Roy Lashimosh, it's Tomei. Mashegin Kli Matris is a special halacha that you have to finish the Noi. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about a case that over there it's before even a Kli Eitz is tar, it's talking about a case with this big splinter still sticking out. It's legami, not Roy the Shimush. And therefore I have to rub it down, sand it down, just push it to make it Roy the Shimush. And therefore there it's going to be tar even in a Kli Eitz. But if you look over there in Rashi in Sanhedrin on the Avchofa and Beisim Maschum Mishia Shoifim, and the Chayy from Rashi by us itself, for the fact that Rashi brings down that Gemara on to explain Arab rice, it would also be Mashma. We're talking about the same story. Rashi over there is before Shin Sanhedrin. It's talking about also this for the Yoifi, to make it look nice. And the Rambam appears for Shnayas and Perek Zion, Hilchas Kelim is also Mashma like Rashi. So the Mishnah Achreina over there in the Mishnah and Kelim and Perek Zion and Mishnah Aleph is even on this problem that Chayy Rashi and the Rambam and Chayy before not like Taisfis. And therefore, that Zechariah is going to be Taisus Kasha is going to remain very shver on the Rashi and the Rambam. So the Mishnah Achreinus explains that over here, we're talking about a bed. And a bed, something that used the Tashmish Gufay, over there, people are makbid on it. That even by Kli Eitz, Kolzman, it's not totally fully done, people are makbid on it that they don't use such a Kli. So you have to know the practicality of it. But Zechariah Nakuda, what the Mishnah Achreinus is saying is that even by Kli Eitz, there are certain instances that when the noy of the kli is not fully here, it's still going to be tar. It's totally impractically if people use it. The sugya by us is talking about something that's roy the gami to use. People would use it. Josef Davar, it's not yet finished, the beautification of the Kli, to make it beautiful, the Kli is not yet finished. But if we find a Chatimsa where people are makbin not to use it, for whatever reason, before it gets beautiful, then even by Kli Eitz also, the halacha would be its tar, and that would be the pshat in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, that the case of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we have to say, is talking about certain things, by a mita, by a risa, with deer, people are makbin to use it, and we look at it, it's not roi l'shimash b'chlal, before the noi is finished. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, the Mishnah brings down the halacha. Ha'achin ha'shutfin, kishachayavim b'kalbay p'turim ma'isa behima, kishachayavim ma'isa behima p'turim min ha'kalbay. And Rashi explains that Rashi learns in the Mishnah ha'achin ha'shutfin, achim that are shutfim. The Rambam has a different gear, so the Rambam learns ha'achin ve'ashutfim, but the Rambam Rashi learns up ha'achin ha'shutfim, the achim that are shutfim. So then, whenever they're chayiv and kalbay, they're potter from ma'isa behima. Whenever they're chayiv and ma'isa behima, they're potter from a kalbay. And Rashi's masber, that when the Achim didn't yet split up, so therefore we look at it still Rishut Sa'av, so then the halacha is they're potter from a kalbin. They're potter for a kalbin. And Rashi explains the very big chiddush, that we look at it, that the Av is giving the Maksa Shekel for them. And the halacha is when you give a Maksa Shekel for someone else, you don't need to give a kalbin. And who did Rashi explains, that's why the Chayiv Ma'aser Behima, it's not Shutfim, it's now still Rishut Sa'av. Only after their machalikit, once their machalikit, so then they're regular shutfim, even if they come back together again, then they're regular shutfim, and they own it together, and shutfis, Rashi learns, is potter from Eiser Behima, is a tour shutfis and Eiser Behima, and Huadid, Rashi holds it, that's why they're gonna be chayiv and kalvim, because we look at it, that they themselves are giving the machzah shekel. So this Rashi is the biggest side, the Marachar Zerua, in Simu Kufchav Aleph, brings this. It's very negiah to the sugis over there. That's what he's discussing over the other marachas or the sugis in Baba Basul, Gabi, how Yerusha works, throughout the sugis of Pishnayim by Bukhar and Sittaf Kuf Chavav. That there's a new musig over here that's before in this Rashi, that there's a musig that even after someone died and the sons were ready, Yerushit, Kolzman, they're not Mechalikin. They don't, each one doesn't take his schuz, his chavik of the Yerusha. We don't look at them as regular shutfim. We look at the money still sitting for Shutza Av. Even though the Av's dead already, he can't own any money, Avol Pikin is such a thing which is referred to as Tfusas Abayas, that we look at these Achasim, that they're still sitting B'shus Av. Akite Kach Rashi says that we look at it, Kilu, that the Av is paying the Kalbin for them. It's their money, they're in charge, they're the ones gonna get making the decisions here. But Avol Pikin, the money, we look at the money sitting in a Rishus, that's still Shaykh to the Av. And therefore, that money, when they pay it up for Machzah Shekel, we looked at someone else is paying up the Machzah Shekel for them. Look at Kavit Shirim of Abbasur, the Toftalit, he speaks about this Indian of Tus Tabayas, but Kapanim is the biggest site to understand Sugis of Abbasur, comes from this Rashi over here, that Rashi speaks out, Shemomoin Aviem Bechaz Kotzei Oimid, that after someone dies, Kozman the Yorshim don't make a Chaluka, and they don't privately take each one own in his own money, and it didn't yet get this chaluk the Yerusha. We look at the moment to be in the cheskas av still, and therefore that's where Rashi over here explains they're going to be potter from kalbayin, and they're not going to have a poor shutfis, because it's not a shutfis, it's still brishus av.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.